me through that.
For that song, And I know that these brothers in the men's chorus are grateful that they got through that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. This millennial is on the organ doing it, but the brothers, the seniors up there took care of do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We thank God for another blessed Sunday where we gather to celebrate our 146th church anniversary. And we praise the Lord for his blessings to Ebenezer Third Baptist Church these many years. I want to thank Deacon Bert Ellison and his wife, Linda Ellison, for leading us with this celebration this year. We decided that we wouldn't do a lot given the pandemic, but we wanted to acknowledge our anniversary celebration today. And I want to thank our choir members from the Voices of Praise and the Sanctuary Choir and the Men's Chorus for coming out. We had a short week, as you know, with the weather and with the ice and all of the things that were going on this week. We weren't able to get to the church. We weren't able to leave our driveways, our homes. And so on Saturday, many choir members came out and spent time trying to get the rehearsal ready for today. Get ready for the day, I should say. And then they came out at 8 o'clock this morning to prepare for worship today. And I want all of them to know how much I appreciate them. I want to thank Deacon Oliver Street and Preston Bureau and Kanika Pendergrass. All of them had to work very quickly to get everything ready, the graphics, everything for the screens today. And, of course, Reverend Torrence Spears. For his leadership and time, he and Preston were here late last night trying to get some of the things ready for worship today, and we just are grateful for everything. We also are happy for our guest drummer who's here worshiping with us today. Thank her for accompanying the choir. Will you join me for the scripture lesson from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. The New International Version. And the text says, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, the word of our God. Construction site is the title of my message today. From the celebration of 145 years to the celebration of 146 years, it seems like we've traveled more than just one year. So much has happened to us and around us since we last celebrated the anniversary of our beloved congregation. You remember, don't you, the special theme and special decorations from the 145th anniversary? You remember, don't you, the signs, the new signs posted on the parking lot welcoming our guests to our church? You remember, don't you, the big lettered anniversary display outside? Many of us took pictures with the display. You remember, don't you, the launching of our strategic plan and the excitement as we shaped our existence with three key words, belonging, becoming, and being. And right after all of that, we were in the throes of a global pandemic, which shifted everything. It seems like we've lived a lifetime since we last celebrated our church anniversary. This year, things are very different. We worship virtually. We have virtual communion. We have prayer meeting and Bible study on Zoom. We have meetings on Zoom, on Skype, and on Teams. We have meetings on FaceTime. We are recasting our annual days and our activities. We are restyling the fellowship of the saints. And yet, here we are, 1 year later, celebrating another year in the life of our congregation. It's the same congregation, and yet it's a different congregation. What we thought was settled and set has shifted and changed. It's the same congregation, and yet it's a different congregation. And it's that difference, that dichotomy between what we were and what we are that I want to address today. It's that dichotomy between what we are and what we will be that also captures my attention. I think that congregations like Ebenezer consider themselves to be set, settled, and stable. After all, they are rooted in the Word. They are built upon a solid foundation. They are established in the community. Their history and their reputation speak volumes about their viability and impact. They are set, they are settled, and they are stable. Many congregations like Ebenezer consider the pandemic to be a disruption to our existence. They consider the pandemic and all of the attendant shifts as intrusions upon the life and activity of the church. And many folk in congregations like Ebenezer simply cannot wait until things get back to the way they were before the pandemic. But I think, beloved, that the evolution of the institutional church has made us view ourselves as finished products. We are more oriented toward arriving or having arrived than toward being and becoming. And when you think you've arrived already, you don't take change and shifts easily. This pandemic has been a booger bear. It has caused a lot of shifts in our lives, and I think, let me just suggest to you, that it's also been a blessing. This pandemic has forced the church to view herself and her ministry not as finished products, but as works in progress. And so I've entitled this message, Construction Site. I want us to view ourselves going forward, Ebenezer, as God's divine construction site. We have to slough off all of that grandiose stuff about who we are and how long we've been around, and view ourselves as God's construction site that God is working on us. That's what the text suggests to us today. Listen again to the text. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus. I like that verse 5. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. It says you are being built. It could also be rendered, let yourselves be built. And this suggests an ongoing, continuous process. We might think we are complete, but God and this pandemic have upended everything just to remind us that we are still being built, Ebenezer. construction site. Think about that. We are a construction site. And God is the builder. That's implicit in the text. The writer tells the believers to come to the living stone. And of course, this living stone is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is chosen by God. The Bible says here he was rejected by men, but chosen by God to be the living stone. Actually, this living stone is God in Christ. Jesus is God in Christ. The Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. So through the agency of the living stone, God is building us. And if we want to be connected to the builder, we must go through the living stone. We cannot be built without the builder, and the builder, beloved, is God. Now, I don't mind that. I don't mind the fact that God is the builder. I know some of us preachers think we are the builders. We are the founders of the church. No, you didn't found the church. Church was here before you got here. The founder of the church is God in Jesus Christ. And if God is the builder of the church, we are in very good hands. Because God is the one who stepped on the platform of nothing and said, let there be, and things came into existence. God is the builder. Not our strategic plan, not the trustees or the deacons or the church council or the preachers. We are not the builders of the church. The church already has a builder. That's why Jesus says, upon this rock I will build my church. Jesus knows that God is the builder. And if God is the builder, then the design and the plans come from God. So we have to know what God is trying to do in us. Okay. This isn't on my paper, just dropped in my spirit. I know, Ebenezer, you're ready to get back into the building. I know you're ready to get back to our routines, but we don't know what God has in store for us. We had better have a conversation with the builder to see what the builder has in mind. God is the builder. I said earlier, we launched our strategic plan last year. We had some plans for evangelism and for outreach. We had some plans for inreach, and the pandemic, like the cloud on the Mount of Transfiguration, shut down all those plans in one fell swoop. Now more than ever, our social media platforms are critical. What we do on YouTube Live, what we do on Facebook, what we do in the online community become critical components of outreach. We might have thought about evangelism as being local evangelism. We'll go in our neighborhood. We'll go on the east side. We'll go in North Austin. We'll go around here and spread the gospel. But God said, no, I don't want you just to talk to somebody in Austin. I want the message to go wherever a sinner is located. God and the pandemic altered our plans. God is the builder. God designs the plan. And if God is the builder, the text tells us that God has chosen stones with which to build. He's already chosen, selected stones. He says, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. God has already chosen stones. God has chosen Jesus Christ, the living stone. But God has also chosen human stones. And those human stones are the believers who are connected to Christ by faith. Christ is the living stone, but believers also become living stones. He quickens us, Paul says. He makes us alive by the power of the Spirit in us, and we become living stones. So believers then have the same identity as Jesus Christ. If Christ is the living stone and we are connected to Christ, then we too are living stones. And the stones collectively are selected for the building that God is constructing. All right. God is not looking for stones outside of the people of God. God is looking for the people of God to be the stones for what God is trying to build in this world. He's not looking to the government to build what he's building. He's not looking to the neighborhood to build what he is building. He's looking to the stones he's already selected. I've got news for you. You might have retired from being a missionary. You might have retired from being a Sunday school teacher. You might have retired from being a choir member. But God says, you are the stone that I am using to build what I am building. Paul calls Jesus in our text for this anniversary is in 1 Corinthians. He called Jesus the foundation. He is the foundation and we are the stones that make up that structure. All the stones are selected and they conform to God's design plan. The builder determines the placement of the stones. I like that. So some stones are on the top. And some stones are in the middle. And some stones are on the bottom. Because God is the builder. God is the one who's determining where the stones are placed in his structure. And so the stones have to learn to submit to the builder. So obedience is part of the building that God is shaping. God takes different stones and brings them together to build what God is trying to build. So has to be unity among the stones because God has selected the stones and their place. There's a recreational area in downtown Round Rock that I frequent often. And an office complex is being built near that recreational area. And the workers are there daily putting up the walls. And some workers are mixing the concrete. And some workers are erecting the scaffolding. And some others are using a forklift to transport the stones. And some are up on the scaffolding, placing the stones on the wall. And the stones are in these huge pallets. And all the pallets look alike. Excuse me. And so far, all the stones look alike. They're the same size and the same color. And I said to myself, this is going to be a boring building. They're same size stones all over the walls, all the same color and everything. Just one color. That's a regular building design. I don't know what they're constructing on that building. But because God chooses the stones for what he is building, God doesn't want all the stones to look alike. Same size, same shape, same color. The stones are all different, but because God has selected the stone, God knows how to unite them to the living stone. And what God puts together is better than what anybody else could do. I like the fact that God is choosing the stones because somebody might say, you're not the right size. You're not the right color. You've got no place in this business. But God says, I'll choose whomever I want to choose. God chooses the stone. One more thing and I'm done. God is the builder. God has already chosen the stones and he's taking these stones and forming them into a spiritual house. Wow. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Here's where I get this notion of construction site. The text doesn't say you have been built. The text says you are being built. You are being built, and so the text doesn't suggest completion. It doesn't leave us feeling as if we have arrived. It suggests that the church is under construction. We are a spiritual construction site, and God is building us into a spiritual house. Watch this. This spiritual house that God is building just has three basic components. One component is Jesus, the living cornerstone. The second component are God's people, living stones who form a priesthood. And the third component is our charge, to offer ministry that is acceptable to Jesus Christ. That's all we've got to have. We've got to have Jesus, we've got to have God's people, and we have to have God's charge. It doesn't matter where we live. It doesn't matter what city we're in. It doesn't matter how long we've been in existence. We need Jesus, God's people, and God's charge. There are no geographical stipulations. You can be downtown. You can be on the east side. You can be northwest. You can be in Round Rock. You can be in Illinois. There are no racial, ethnic, or gender stipulations. You can be white. You can be black. You can be male. You can be female. If Jesus is the living cornerstone and God's people are living stones, then we are called to do what is acceptable to God. Now, listen to this. That means that if we have those three components, then the church and her ministry might shift from place to place and from circumstance to circumstance. So we cannot let ourselves get stuck, get set, and get settled. Because we have to be prepared for God to move us, for God to change us, and for God to remake us. There are parts of us that are incomplete that God is working on right now. There is an is and a not yet component to the Christian journey. The Bible says in 1 John 3:2, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as the King James says it this way, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. There's an is and a not yet aspect of the Christian journey. We are children of God, and we are becoming children of God. We are the church, and we are becoming the church. We've gotten some things in place, but we've got more stuff to put in place. You think we've got two cameras, so we are all right? That's not enough with what God might want to do for us. What we will be isn't fully known. So discovery is part of this journey, and vision is part of this journey, and change is part of this journey, and patience is part of this journey. It's a journey of hope and a journey of expectation, beloved. Ebenezer, I like the things that this pandemic has brought out of us. As we stand today on the 446th anniversary of our congregation, we are better today than we were last year. We have made adjustments, Ebenezer. We have learned to be nimble. We've learned to pivot. We know how to turn on the audio on Zoom. And we know how to be on Zoom with our faces and then take our faces down and put another scene behind us on Zoom. We've learned a lot of stuff in this past year, Ebenezer. We know how to pivot, and thank God for that. We become a stronger people through prayer. We learn more about the worth and the power of prayer in the past 12 months than we had learned in many cases in a lifetime. We learned that we've got to talk to God, and we've got to talk to him at all times. We're better at keeping up with each other. Even though we're not meeting in person, our fellowship is strong. Our care for each other is strong. Our commitment is strong. We're reaching out to each other. We're keeping up with each other. I like what's happening to us. And we are moving with purpose in the community. Our deacons had extra money. And they said, are we going to let this extra money sit around and collect dust? They said, no, let's send the money down to some organizations to help people in our community. Our benevolence ministry said, giving to the food bank once a year is not enough. Let's support them once a month. Our brotherhood called me on yesterday, said we've got some extra water. Folk in our community need water. We're going to pass out water in our community on tomorrow. We're operating with purpose in this pandemic. We are brought to the living stone, and we have become living stones, and we are being built and we are builders. The house remains under construction. I'm done. But I like that text where it says it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But when he shall appear, we shall be like him. I don't know about you, beloved, but I want to be like him. When I stand before Jesus, I want to look like Jesus. I want to act like Jesus. I want to serve like Jesus served. And that's what God is doing through us, Ebenezer. We're under construction. And when we get back here, he's not finished with us yet. And we don't know what we're going to look like at the end of this year. But whatever we look like, it will be like Jesus. And it will be okay. God bless you. And God keep you, construction site. We extend the invitation.
Ebenezer members and online friends, it is our prayer that the message today has been a blessing to you and to your family. We pray that God's Spirit will implant the word deep into your hearts and give you the assurance of God's love and grace. We invite you to follow Christ with us. If you're not a Christian, you can become a Christian today. All you have to do is believe that God has come in Jesus to save us from our sins, and that Jesus gave his life on the cross, and that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day. If you believe that, you are a Christian. We welcome you to the family of God, and we pray for you daily. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear your story. You can reach out to us on our website at ebc3austin.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel and join us each Sunday for worship. You may also reach us at our church office at ebcoffice@sbcglobal.net. Thank you so much for joining us today, and may God's peace be with you until we meet again.